Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today, I am grateful. And to me, gratitude is everything. It's our purpose in life. You and I were created for gratitude. Without gratitude, we will never be fulfilled. Without gratitude, we can have all the stuff, whatever stuff that is, or be everything we ever set out to be, but we'll be left feeling empty. Why? Because of the deep sense of lack of purpose that we experience apart from gratitude. Gratitude is a heightened sense of appreciation for what is. Not what is not, that's lack. Gratitude requires our complete cooperation in order for its supernatural abilities to function in our lives. But just like a child, give it an inch and it will take a mile. And that, my friends, is exactly what we want. We want gratitude to permeate our consciousness. Gratitude should be a sweet fragrance upon us that others can enjoy and take part in. There is the proverb, "Laughter works like a medicine." That healthy, true, authentic, healing laughter is born out of the sense of peace and acceptance that gratitude provides. If it was any other kind of laughter, more people would occupy comedy shows than hospitals. No, this is a special kind of laughter that is deeply connected to gratitude, appreciation, and acceptance. Like I said before, our purpose in the world is first to be grateful. Then we will discover our path. It will never be the other way around. You and I cannot wait to discover our paths before we're grateful, because again, that exhibits lack. Within the gratitude space, there is no lack, only abundance. So today, if you've been wandering around and feeling like you lack purpose, please allow me to make a suggestion. Find a starting point for gratitude. Don't despise the day of small beginnings and be grateful for something or some part of your life that isn't going right. Take a different perspective and look for something that you can be grateful for and focus on it. Feel the physical sense or emotional connection to it, even in the midst of difficulty. Are you going through a difficult time and all you can think of is the negative or hardship or consequences? Find something to be grateful for and say it out loud. "I'm grateful for ... and keep repeating it through your day every time the negative thoughts arise. We must combat negativity with positivity, and that begins with gratitude. Remember that inch and taking the mile? Your ego and negative thoughts will do that too, so keep them on a really short leash until they can be put down. They are rabid with a deadly bite. Don't let them get close to you. Let gratitude be your lifeline. Your life, your health, purpose, all depended on it. May you be grateful and may your day today be filled with the aroma of gratitude and positivity that all can enjoy. Mad love, y'all. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning.